Dr. Oliveira is dictating for the 11th of April of 2023. The first patient is Herman McConnell. Last name, McConnell, like in Lima. Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N. This is the clinical case of an 85-year-old white male that had a violent motor vehicle accident. The patient had subdural hematoma. He was transferred to Fort Pierce, F-O-R-T, Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, because he had a subdural hematoma that had to be operated. During those period of times, while he was in the hospital, the patient was given antibiotic therapy and lost a significant amount of kidney function. He used to be a CKD stage 3B, and right now the patient is a CKD 4 with a creatinine of 2.34 and a BUN of 27 with an estimated GFR of 27 mLs per minute, which has improved compared to the prior determinations, period. The patient didn't need any hemodialysis. He has been recovering, and for some reason he is receiving antibiotic therapy at the infectious disease doctor's office, Dr. Laxon, L-A-C-S-O-N. The patient doesn't know the kind of antibiotic and the reason for the medication, period. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. Number two. Anemia. That has been responding progressively. The hemoglobin is 11.2 and has been as high as 12.3. The following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is related to smoking practice that he continues to have despite of the recommendation to quit because of the severe exacerbations that he has from time to time. Following number, coronary artery disease, the patient has been asymptomatic. Following number, peripheral vascular disease that is not symptomatic at the present time. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been treated. Following number, diabetes mellitus with hemoglobin A1C of 5.9%. And the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient has been recovering progressively. We are going to request the copies of the infectious disease office to be aware of the medications and the duration of the therapy and the indication for the therapy, period. I invested a 10-minute review in the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.